Hi, this is Scotty Isiri, and you're listening to the Imagine Neighborhood. Well, listeners, we're coming up on the end of the year, and you know what that means. Cardboard Boxing Day. Here in the neighborhood, people celebrate lots of different holidays with their families. But then, on the last Monday of the year, we all get together with our leftover cardboard boxes and, well, Cardboard Scotty can tell you the rest. You remember Cardboard Scotty. The cardboard version of me that Macho Supreme made one day and he magically came to life and now he hosts our Cardboard Boxing Day episodes. Anyway, stick around for a cardboard waterfall, a cardboard hot dog cart, and a cardboard phone booth. Whatever that is. Oh, and cardboard me. All on today's episode of the Imagine Neighborhood. Listeners, howdy. Thank goodness you're here. You're just in time for the best day of the year. There's cardboard galore, and what's more, what's in store will make you jump up and start shouting hooray. Petey and Doc have got swords, they've got armor. No need to take cover or shout in alarm or worry they're fighting, it's all just for play. Cause everyone's long sword is made out of cardboard. That's right, it's Cardboard Boxing Day. Now Scotty and Vac have joined the melee, and Irvin the Werewolf has entered the fray. Against Alakazamber's enchanted sword play, Grand Luda Le Cruiser is yelling touche. They've built cardboard swords, a castle and moat. The fire pirates built a cardboard boat. It's a big cardboard fight, but there's nothing to fear. Cause the last Monday of our whole neighborhood year, we turn all the leftover boxes we've stored into real groovy stuff, all made out of cardboard. And it's a doozy this year, yep. There goes Captain Marion and all the fire pirates heading right into the sword fight. Hi, Captain Marion.
Yeehaw!
Boy, howdy, these neighbors have had quite the day, but we're starting to run out of sunshine. The sun's going down, though we wish it could stay. All good things have got to end sometime. Sad feelings arrive when our favorite day leaves, but here's what can help us with those. We say goodbye and thank you when it goes away. And the holiday draws to a close. When we've finished playing, we make our things tidy, so if you'll allow me, I'll recount for you the mystical tale of the giant and mighty, that magical cleanup cardboard kaiju. We say goodbye, cardboard, and that helps us feel a little bit less sad by giving it all to a big hungry monster who eats it all up. It's so rad!
Macho Supreme coming through!
Hey, Macho! I was just about to tell everybody how we say goodbye and thank you to Cardboard Boxing Day. When the kaiju gets here and then...
Excuse, Macho. Macho Supreme's in a hurry. Macho does not have the time to stay for Cardboard Scotty's story. The day's not over, so you must still rhyme. Macho Supreme!
Well, there it goes. Where was I? The cardboard kaiju. The giant cardboard monster who eats up all the cardboard at the end of Cardboard Boxing Day, right? So, listeners, like I was saying, when our holiday ends, someone else's begins, that giant cardboard beast. The cardboard kaiju has a holiday too, an enormous cardboard feast. And since we're all done with our cardboard parade, she'll be here in a minute to eat all the cardboard stuff that we made. Her appetite is near infinite. And before she begins with her holiday chore, she lets out the sweetest, adorable roar. Oh yeah, music to my little cardboard ears. And here she comes! Holy banana, she's here! She's here, everybody! Goodbye, Cardboard Boxing Day! Thanks for all the fun! She starts out her feast with a holiday scream to close out the day and...
Macho Supreme! Oh!
Yeesh, where's Macho in such a big hurry to get to? Doesn't he want to see the kaiju? She got cardboard teeth, a long cardboard tail. She's roaring a nice happy greeting. Now let's watch her eat all the stuff that we made. Wait, hold up! The kaiju's not eating! That's pretty unusual, folks. What's the matter, girl? Aren't you hungry? We already said goodbye to Cardboard Boxing Day. You should be chowing down. Here, try this cardboard science museum the Princess Dinosaurus built. Here, try it. Yummy, yummy museum. Oh, here comes the museum. Here we go. Okay. Maybe put on a little ketchup.
Blech. Oh, do not make Macho retch up. The cardboard kaiju will eat it all later. Now Macho must go. See ya, cardboard alligator. bye-bye.
Bye, Macho. Now, Kaiju, can I help you out? Put salt on the cardboard to make it delishy? She's just standing there wearing a pout. I'm getting the feeling that something is fishy.
So if the new column cannot bear the weight, Macho could build a wall just behind the south gate.
Wait a second. Macho, what's going on? Are you still building cardboard? Everybody's all done building, and it's time to say thank you and goodbye to the cardboard and give it to the Kaiju. Are you the cause of her dinner delay?
It is still Cardboard Boxing Day.
But Macho, it's ending. The Kaiju's in view.
Macho thought Macho already told you.
But the Cardboard Kaiju!
Macho has things to do.
Oh, Macho Supreme was in the middle of building a tower, and then Macho ran out of tape, and now Macho must improvise. Using Macho's brain power and, improvise? Exercise paradise? Betty Davis eyes?
It's okay if you can't think of a rhyme, Macho. It's actually time to start.
No. Macho has it. And also using the mighty muscles on Macho's arms and thighs.
Ooh. Well, that's a real nice rhyme, Macho, but you know we're saying goodbye to the day now, and...
No!
No?
No. The day is not over. Macho's not done. Macho's still building and still having fun.
What? Macho, everybody's done building.
Macho is not. It is not over. The party's still snapping. No goodbyes, no way, and no how. Macho's partying feet are still tapping. That is why Macho is building right now. Behold! Ha
ha! Whoa! Listeners, Macho has built the biggest cardboard creation I have ever seen.
That is right, a cardboard neighborhood. Houses with cardboard walls, cardboard streets, and cardboard rivers, cardboard waterfalls. So Macho cannot say goodbye. There is so much more building to do. The day is not over till Macho has built a list of things Macho tells you.
Macho must build... A cardboard theater, a comic book store, hot dog stands, campfires for s'mores, diving boards for a cardboard swimming pool, gas stations for cardboard spaceship refuel, cardboard baseball diamonds in which to catch baseballs, a cardboard phone booth from inside which to make calls, cardboard petting zoos featuring cardboard mongooses, horse ranches, tree branches, chocolate mooses, cardboard bunk beds, and planchettes, and mopeds, and op-eds.
Well, that last one didn't make any sense, Macho.
Oh, Macho just needs to sit down for a minute. If Cardboard Scotty could give Macho a sh-minute.
Macho, are you still having fun? You've been hard at work all day. You're rhyming so hard that it tired you out. It is time to stop. Are you feeling okay?
Macho's a wee bit lightheaded. It's fine. Let Macho get back to his list and continue Macho's building time. Macho must really exist.
Wow, Macho, you must really love building your list of cardboard thingies, but the thing is, it's kind of not great timing.
Why is Cardboard Scotty not rhyming? Cardboard Boxing Day is the best. You'll agree, it is fine, it is fun, it is grand. So now is the time to keep speaking in rhyme and build all the things Macho planned. Cardboard Boxing Day is full of wonder. Cardboard Boxing... Macho's cardboard neighborhood will not suffer a blunder, or be torn asunder, or go under. Macho Supreme.
But Macho, we need to say goodbye to our special day and let the Kaiju start hers. She's already here. And she does not look happy. She's heading away from all the cardboard and into the rest of the neighborhood. Oh, careful, Kaiju! You're stomping right through Princess Dinosaurus' garden! And not cardboard one, her real garden! Oh boy! Listeners, this is a really big problem. The cardboard Kaiju can't start eating until Macho stops building. There's all this cardboard for her to clean up all over the streets. And if she doesn't start eating it soon, she's just gonna get hungrier and grumpier.
And the trees will be stumpier.
And Macho definitely needs to rest. Oh, man, oh, man. This has never happened before. We're in a bit of a bind here. Oh, what would Fleshy Scotty do? I'm sure he wouldn't be freaking out.
Oh, man, I'm totally freaking out.
Fleshy Scotty, is that you? Where are you?
I don't know. There's cardboard everywhere. It got built up all around me.
I don't know, but come on and bust your way out of there. We need some help.
I'll try. Okay, noodle arms, don't fail me now. I did it! I burst through the wall! High five!
Okay. Oh,
oh sorry. I meant,
you're a little taller than I am.
Pants up. Yeah, down here. I'll come down. Okay. No, you come up.
Wait,
okay.
Watch.
Clean
arm. Okay. All right. And cut.
What's up, Cardboard Me?
Oh, Fleshy Scotty, I'm so glad you're here. The listeners and me were feeling a little lost.
Oh, yeah, so was I. It's time to say goodbye and thank you to Cardboard Boxing Day, but it seems like something's getting in the way.
Aha! That counts as a rhyme. Toupee.
Hey, Macho, do you know what's going on? It seems like the kaiju is having some trouble. Cardboard Boxing Day is over, but...
Incorrect! Cardboard Boxing Day is still going strong, so Scotty must keep rhyming. Nothing is wrong.
Wait, we're still doing rhyme? Did I lose track of time?
You see, Fleshy Scotty, it's a bit of a pickle. Our cardboard's ready for pickup. Except that Macho's still building, so we're having a bit of a hiccup.
A hiccup? The cardboard kaiju's so hungry she's pacing around the neighborhood and trampling everything.
It is fine. The kaiju can wait. She must just chill for a while. Macho must build a cardboard roller coaster. A skateboarding park and a sundial.
Macho, someone has got to clean all this up. The cardboard has got to be gone. The kaiju's so hungry, she's smashing our houses and leaving debris on the lawn.
And now she's stomping toward the playground.
She must love the, merry-go-round.
Macho, I can see that you don't want to say goodbye to Cardboard Boxing Day, but it's time. You have to stop building. Oh boy, that poor kaiju. She's probably confused. And angry.
Macho does not know what Scotty is talking about.
The day's done, Macho. Please be kind. Kind to yourself and kind to the kaiju. Now it's time for you to find your way to say goodbye and thank you.
How can Cardboard Scotty say that Cardboard Boxing Day should end? And here Macho has always thought that Cardboard Scotty was Macho's friend. Macho looked forward to this all year, made lists and plans to build today, and waited until it was here. How could Macho give up and let it go away? It makes Macho feel feelings, makes Macho's head hurt. Macho's chest feels too tight, Macho's tummy feels bad. It's not fair for the best day to be over. Could it be that Macho is feeling sad? Scotty? Macho is sad.
Oh, Macho, it is totally okay to feel sad.
Is it Macho to feel sad?
It is totally Macho to feel sad, and it's even more Macho to talk about the things that make you feel sad. And it's hard when something really wonderful like Cardboard Boxing Day ends. It's hard to say goodbye.
Yes. Why does Macho have to say goodbye to Cardboard Boxing Day? Macho does not want to. It is too sad.
You know something, Macho? I'm sad when Cardboard Boxing Day ends, too.
Scotty is?
I really am.
Macho does not like feeling sad when happy things are over. How does Scotty deal with all these sad feelings?
Macho, do you know why we say goodbye and thank you?
Because the fun thing is over and everything is unfair?
Well, sort of, but saying goodbye and thank you is a way to think about all the fun we had. And you can find a way to say goodbye that's special to you.
Macho Supreme?
Some people might say goodbye to their day at the amusement park by getting one last turn on their favorite ride. Or some families might have a song they like to sing at the end of a holiday.
Well, that is fine for some people, but Macho loves Cardboard Boxing Day so much that even if Macho wanted to, Macho would never find a way to say goodbye. How could Macho possibly figure it out? Macho is too sad.
Well, here's something you could try. You're feeling sad, but at the same time, think about all the cool stuff you did on Cardboard Boxing Day.
Well, Macho Supreme.
Does remembering it make you feel a little bit happy?
Well, maybe, sometimes, possibly, but Macho is sad. Scotty is talking banana pants talk.
Oh, that's the thing about feelings. Sometimes they are a little banana pants. Sometimes it's not so simple. You don't have to have just one feeling at a time. You can feel happy and sad at the same time.
Happy and sad together? In this economy?
Yep. Cardboard Boxing Day is always special. When it ends, you might feel sad that it's over, but you might be full of warm feelings from a great day. And you might even feel a little happy when you remember all the happy that happened.
Macho does not want the best day to end. Macho is still feeling sad. But Macho remembers the happy that happened, and Macho's heart starts to feel glad. If Cardboard Boxing Day really must end, Macho could give this a try. It might be okay to think of some way to tell the day goodbye.
Yeah. Cardboard Boxing Day is great, but then comes the Cardboard Kaiju. And when happy things end, you can look for a way to tell them goodbye and thank you.
Macho will stop Macho's building. But first, Macho has thought of a way to say thank you to Macho's cardboard work and goodbye to his favorite day. Goodbye, cardboard neighborhood. But before Macho lets it fall, Macho will think of the happy that happened and sign Macho's name on the wall.
Nice job, Macho. Signing your name on your cardboard work sure is a nice way to say goodbye. It can be hard to let good times end. It's okay to feel sad and it's okay to cry. But you can remember the happy that happened to help you say thank you. I'll miss you. Goodbye.
Oh, gosh, the kaiju is still smashing away. Macho, are you just about ready?
Yes, Macho thinks so. Thank you, Cardboard Boxing Day. Goodbye. Macho will see you next year. And, Cardboard Kaiju, enjoy. Happy eating.
Wow. Great job, Macho. The cardboard kaiju seems really happy and hungry. There's cardboard flying everywhere. Yikes, duck!
That cardboard duck just missed us.
A cardboard quack attack.
Macho, that was really cool how you said thank you and goodbye to Cardboard Boxing Day.
Well, Macho Supreme. Macho is still feeling a little sad. Nice. Macho remembers the happy that happened, too. And now, Macho is feeling a whole new feeling.
Oh, yeah?
Macho is excited for next Cardboard Boxing Day. Oh, Macho is already thinking about what Macho can build next year. Macho will begin with a cardboard infinity pool. Perhaps a cardboard chicken coop. A cardboard ceramic oven.
Perfect.
Huh. Macho has a question for the listeners. Have the listeners ever felt sad when something was over?
Well, that's a great question, Macho.
Oh, for example, the Imagine Neighborhood will take a little break for the next few weeks.
Oh, yep. We're going to put some of our favorite episodes in the feed for a few weeks, but then we'll be back with new episodes.
And in the meantime, Macho will say thank you and bye-bye for now to the listeners. Listeners, thank you for listening and bye-bye for a little bit.
Yeah, thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks, but for now, do you have something that helps you say thank you and goodbye when something ends? Maybe when a special day ends, your whole family sings a song together. Or maybe you give each other cards or gifts. It's a little sad and a little happy, like this song. This is Let There Be Morning by The Perishers. It's a little bit sad. The piano is just playing the same beat over and over again, kind of like it doesn't want to move forward. Kind of makes me feel like I'm just walking in place and kind of sinking down. But then here, where the trombone comes in, it plays the same melody the singer was singing, but with a new voice. And then the strings join in too, and they play a melody that goes higher and just lifts everything up. It makes me feel like it's been nighttime for so long, but now it's time to look up at the sunrise.
Scotty?
Yeah, Macho.
Macho is suddenly very, very tired.
That makes sense to me.
Macho might, nighty-night.
Oh gosh, I'd better figure out how to get Macho home. Hey, Cardboard Me, could you take care of the credits for me?
Sure thing, Fleshy Scotty. Listeners, I sure hope you have a super swell Cardboard Boxing Day. If you come up with a groovy way to say goodbye and thank you to something happy, write us at kind@imagineneighborhood.org and tell us all about it. Oh, and send us pictures of all your cardboard creations. That would make an extra neat gift. Fleshy Scotty would love it.
Sure would! My shirt is heavy when he's sleeping.
The Imagine Neighborhood is brought to you by Committee for Children. For over 40 years, our experts at Committee for Children have led important research and provided valuable guidance to children, parents, and educators toward helping everyone grow kinder. The Imagine Neighborhood is made by Fleshy Scotty,
Mia,
Michal,
Bilal,
Melly,
Jay,
Elizabeth,
Jody,
Leslie,
Jess,
Kristen,
Sherry,
Rishmi,
Diana,
Mr. Music Man, Lindsay Jones.
But most importantly, by listeners like you. Couldn't do this without you. Grown-ups, for more information about the show, you can go to imagineneighborhood.org. You can learn more about the research behind every episode. Get in touch and let us know what you think. And you can let me know, how are you kind today? Happy Cardboard Boxing Day, everybody!